Welcome back to another exciting adventure in $2 Creature Feature, an actual play Monster of the Week podcast with Althaven. I'm your host and keeper of mysteries, Mr. Ray, and I use they, he pronouns. With me today is my same groovy, funky cast. Cass, would you like to introduce yourselves to our at-home audience?
Hi, I'm Laura, she, her. I guess tonight I'm Jazz Laura. Any pronouns then, I guess. That's the jazzy way. I am playing Janine, she, her, the athlete. I guess should we go ahead and do beliefs real quick now? I'll go through them real quick. My beliefs are, not my beliefs, Janine's beliefs are, Agent Moth is not trustworthy and will fry my brain first chance she gets. Reno's going to need somebody to keep her out of trouble. I need a paycheck, but I'm not sure working for Hyperion is morally okay. Aliens seem like a force of chaos that's probably bad for Earth. And Gator is smarter than I thought, and I need to get him a stronger leash.
Hi, I'm Megan, she, her, and I play Reno, also she, her, using the monstrous playbook, but specifically, she's a shape-shifting alien. Woo. And she has beliefs. These beliefs are about Agent Moth, another handler to work around, but this one seems extra harsh. Stick in the mud. Boring. Reno feels about Janine, very tall and tough, but also nervous around me for some reason. Gator vouches for her, so she's okay, I think. Reno feels about Gator. Gator's a very good doggo. I want to be friends with Gator. How Reno feels about the Hyperion Agency. Blah. They're boring and won't let me do things. But I have nowhere else to go. And then how Reno feels about like existence of aliens and general stuff. This world is fun and exciting and bright, and I love it. I don't want to leave. It's probably not a safe thing that aliens are here, though. Yeah, even myself.
Hey, and I'm Nye. I have no concept as to the jazz radio persona, so I'm just gonna drive by that one. I'm sorry, Ray. I'm sorry. I got that. I was sitting there like, how can I do this? How getting the role now? I'm like, I've got no like background in this, so I'll do the correct thing.
Let me ask you this. Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
We can dig it. Okay, I know you're setting up the Warriors reference, had to jump in. I was dying.
Okay. Megan, thank you. Megan saved me, like the bodyguard of some sort of important VIP. It's like, I'll save you Nye from this reference that you're vaguely holding on to. Yeah, I'm Nye. I play Agent Moth. Hello there. She uses she, her pronouns, but I use he, him pronouns. And my beliefs, I mean, her beliefs, I don't write these down. I just go off the top of my head. So they'll change every time subtly. Her perspective of the world is that the world is a cruel place where only the cruel can survive or whatever. Her view of Hyperion is corrupt, but strong. Strong is good. Her view of Janine. I keep wanting to call you. Do you know what it is actually? Because I was like, yeah, it's Janine. And I had that awful moment where I looked at your name, Laura, on Zoom, and I was like, yeah, J9. I was like, that's not her name now.
Agent J9.
Yeah, so Janine has potential. I think is vaguely what I said. With Reno, annoying, but I can handle her. And in regards to Gator, get away from me. I don't, that's a dog. I don't want this dog here. Why does she keep bringing her dog here?
Sometimes the dog is bringing himself.
That's true.
Well, that's your fault, honey. You should be in more control.
I'm in the market for a stronger leash.
I think
Let's go ahead and talk about last time. So last time we had a fun cross-country trip, driving from Hyperion's top secret location, that is probably somewhere near Reno, all the way to Verdant in Florida. And yeah, the crew found their own motel, got set up, and then they decided to go check out this Verdant Corporation. And whenever Janine and Agent Moth both got in there, they found out that the head of security was Moth's former mentor, Scorpion. And meanwhile, while they were meeting with Scorpion, Reno decided to go off on her own in her new disguise as your home planet home finder.
Hey, Ray, you tell them who wrote that. You tell them who wrote that joke. You tell them who wrote that joke, Ray.
As far as they know, it was all me. It's
I'm
all
taking screenshots
I'll have
of
you
the
know,
Discord.
I was, no.
Taking screenshots.
Obviously, like, let's be thankful. Thank you. Thank you, Megan, for standing up for me because I wrote that amazing joke. I'm so glad.
I am burning you all. It won't be now. You just wait. Someday it'll happen.
I was also going to like, make oh fuck I wasted my other good joke on that joke because now I can't remember what the other joke I was gonna make. God damn it,
it's already started. The revenge is already
no
yeah, that's great revenge, slight forgetfulness.
That's how it starts.
It's the ultimate gaslighting.
Is it though? I don't know if you're remembering correctly.
Oh shit, that's actually terrifying.
That's really terrifying. Reno's getting too strong. Got a nerf. Yeah, so Reno found, was it a trail or a scent trail?
Yeah, let's see. I believe it's the, I'm reading over my notes right now. Yeah. Yes, it was, there was noise and then, okay. Yeah. I think she was using her sniffer.
Gotcha.
There's also a trail of wet scum.
Yeah, a trail of wet scum.
Yeah, and so Reno followed that into the swamp.
Yeah.
And while you were out there, you found a ball cap, you know, like a baseball hat.
Yeah.
With Verdant's logo on it, on the ground, and then something pulled you under.
I'm investigating so good that I'm being investigated too.
Yeah, exactly. Can you do me a favor real fast, Reno?
Sure. You
go ahead and roll me roll plus tough.
Roll plus tough. Hey, I don't suppose this would involve unholy strength.
No, it wouldn't.
Boo to that. That is 7.
7?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you like come up from under the scummy swampy waves, you feel whatever the equivalent, you know what, I think that Reno probably, like, because we've established that your body is just a collection of bladders, I think you would have a sinus.
Yeah
And as you come up, your sinuses feel huge, like you're gonna take a -1 forward.
I can't believe having a nose is negative all of a sudden.
Yeah, and you're in the water. So what do you want to do right now?
Clumsily splash towards whatever the nearest land. I know she was like on a land bridge, but whatever's kind of closest to her, or if there's like a log.
Yeah, roll act under pressure.
Why does it keep happening? Okay, that's 7, 8, 9. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to give you a price to pay.
Okay.
So you latch onto this log. But then you feel the log itself grab you. It breaks into fingers that grab you and pull you under again. And I want you to roll another toughness save for me.
Okay. So 7's the number apparently today.
Okay. Is that with the -1?
6 is the number today, Ray.
I had to ask.
All
right. Yeah. That's very good.
Reno can sense the universe is being sarcastic right now. Blah.
We're going to shift over to Agent Moth and Janine for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So are we like in his office? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So you're in Scorpion's office. And like the first thing you kind of clock is like, it doesn't feel like Scorpion at all. Like most offices are lived in. But this one, like there's a motivational poster on the wall. You know, it's probably like, you know, he's probably got another like framed picture of like a beach somewhere. And, you know, there's a, definitely a plant in there. And, you know, he's got a desk. He's got a mug that says World's Best Dad on it. As far as you're aware, he's not a dad, though.
But leave that to our listeners.
He sits down and like offers like the other two chairs in the room to y'all and says, so what can I do for you?
Well, you know how it is. Company's got some concerns over legs. What is it we're here for again?
I mean, are we... She sort of like does the like hand in front of her mouth thing and leans over to Moth. Are we allowed to tell him what we're actually here for?
Just slowly raises her hand, pulls her hand down. If I say we can talk to him about this shit, we can talk to him about this shit.
I mean, I just don't, you know, I don't know how the regulations work yet, that's all. She like straightens her posture and tries to look like an agent. Which mostly means trying to sit up straight. She's even taller than she usually slouches significantly, but she's like trying to square her shoulders up. Mr. Scorpion, we have received a report of unusual activity that indicates a potential occurrence of concern to Hyperion Corporation of the nature of a potential anomaly identified via satellite. That's all we know. It's around here somewhere.
It's a case number 26.
26, huh? So they don't really have any fucking idea what's going on.
And basically, they want to get... Yeah. Yep.
And they want to get feet on the ground.
Yep.
He
and
chuckles.
If they're sending me...
He chuckles and leans back in his chair and pulls a cigarette out of his coat pocket and puts it in his mouth, and he offers the pack to Moth.
She'll gladly accept.
And then he'll offer to Janine.
Janine glances sideways at Moth and then takes one, but is just gonna hold it in her fingers and fiddle with it.
Fair enough. He pulls out a gold-plated lighter and lights his own, and then he'll light Moth's as well. And then he'll sit back and like let out a long, slow stream of smoke. Well, I'll be honest. Probably what's going on is I'm the one who knocked the satellite off. You may not know this, but this happens about once every 6 months. Hyperion doesn't have me under their thumb, so they want people to come in and check up on me. They'll say wherever I'm going that there's some sort of risk, but I mean, honestly, Moth, if there was some kind of risk out here, don't you think I'd know about it and I'd be taking care of it?
Oh, I know you'd take care of it.
But if it would make you feel better, I can give you a tour of the place.
Yeah, sounds nice. Would be good to see where you've decided to retire to.
I mean, it's not as glorious and exciting as Hyperion, but, you know, I got a steady paycheck, a 401k, a Roth IRA, which is very nice, and, you know, I can have the weekends off, I'm off by 5, can work on my golf game a little bit. It's,
to think. You were the guy that once told me about the time that he fought a Venusian crocodile with just his bare hands. And now you're talking about getting better at golf.
I mean, if I'd spent as much time on the course, you know, it may have been an easier fight. He chuckles, and he puts out his cigarette in his world's best dad mug. And then he gets up and he's like, all right, let's go ahead and take a tour.
Yeah, why not? Come on, legs.
Stands up and nods smartly as though, of course, this is what we do now. This is
what else I love is we've not given either of you suits, like, because you're still like, yeah, you know, you gotta get fitted and stuff. So I just like the idea that, you know, like, I think you did say this, but I think the idea you're just in like your regular clothes, like nice clothes, but still like,
it's like her one pair of dress slacks and a navy blue windbreaker. I think that's what we said.
Yeah,
it works. He proceeds to like lead you through this chemical processing plant. It's not much. We do fertilizer here. That's really it. You know, there's a lot of technical gobbledygook and doodads that I don't really understand. I just know the sounds they make when they blow up.
They blow up often?
No. I mean, you know, there's not really any corporate espionage or anything like that. To be honest, I'm bored out of my mind out here. But, you know, doctor says boredom's good. Got to worry about the old ticker now. To paint a little bit of a word picture of what this facility looks like. It's a two-story building. The bottom floor is, you know, a normal, what I assume a chemical processing plant would look like. I've never been inside one, but, you know, I've been inside of an ice cream factory, and I'm just going to use that as kind of it's close enough.
Ice cream if not fertilizer for people?
Exactly.
And what is, you know, I love the idea that, like, that's the in lore reason. Like, it's just, you know, like, in the same way that, like, a lot of, like, you know, like older things, they have to, when they do remakes, they have to keep the tech looking old. And it's only because back then that's just what they thought the future would look like. I love the idea that all chemical plants in our universe now look like ice cream factories. And like, if this ever got made into like a visual thing, that's what we would say. Like, yeah, make it look like an ice cream factory. But it's, they make tires. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the lore. Everything looks like an ice cream factory on the inside.
But I mean, there's like a catwalk that you all are on that is like above and looking down on things.
Yeah.
As we're walking along the catwalk, Scorpion a few steps ahead of us, at one point, Janine just leans over to Moth and goes, "Do we get a 401k?
If we do, they've never given it to me."
I mean, if you all want to make any kind of investigate a mystery role, or, you know, read a bad situation, maybe, like, you know, you're free to do that. I don't want you to like
Moth has no reason to. He gave her the reason, so he'll believe her. Believe him.
The scariest She'll thing about you him. Playing Moth is I don't know when you're being sarcastic and not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think Janine, you know, this is her first official mission.
It's her first rodeo.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
That's good.
So yeah, I think she is trying to investigate, but she also doesn't know how. So she's just looking at shit and sometimes like knocking on pipes and sniffing the air and like lifting things up that probably she shouldn't be. I would investigate a mystery.
All right, yeah, go ahead and roll those dice.
All right. Do.
That's a roll plus sharp for our audience out there.
Yes, which is a flat roll for Janine. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Flat roll of the 2d6.
Oh. That would be a 4.
I have on my notes already hard move on Janine, which I don't recall what it was. I'm sure, you know, there's a good reason for
just
it.
Rolled into a double hard
probably.
Move.
So I've just got 2 hard move on Janine.
Okay.
I think Scorpion stops for a second and looks at Moth and says, look, like I said, I'm kind of bored out here, but, you know, I don't know how happy you are with Hyperion, if they're treating you right and everything, and you've got your little protege here. But once you get her trained up and you feel safe and secure about it, he hands you his business card. He's like, my number's on there. You reach out, I'll find you a spot.
She'll take the card, kind of turn it over in her hands. Appreciate it, but might be a while before I want to give up the glitz and glamour of blowing people's heads off.
I mean, clatter behind you as Janine trips over something.
Also, it's going to take a while to get this one up to snuff.
It doesn't have to be your problem. He puts his hand on your shoulder. And, you know, the company's got a pretty good paintball league. Mm. It's not the same, but it's good, honest living.
I'm pretty sure the last time you took me paintballing, I was 19 and I broke 3 people's arms. That was a good birthday.
Yeah, why do you think I'm trying to recruit you?
Yeah. But civvy work? I don't know. I mean, we are civs. But, you know, it's different. I blow someone's head off here and I go to county.
That's an inherent risk, but, you know, as always, working with me, there's some unseen perks. Just like old times.
Mm. Gotta say, I have been missing the old times recently, but, I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Legs, get over here. What are you doing?
There's a sudden yelp as some acid splashes onto her hand.
How do you... Why are you touching that? What the fuck's wrong with you?
We're here to investigate. You're just, like, chatting with this guy.
What the fuck are you, Scooby fucking Doo? What is this investigate bullshit? We show up, we deal with the problem. Do you see the problem? The only problem I see right now is your fashion sense. Now get the fuck over here.
Actually, you should probably get that washed up. There's a chemical wash station over there. Just pour water on it until it stops burning.
Okay, thanks. Janine will lope over and turn on the wash station, which, like, probably she turns the wrong faucet at first because, like, she's a little distracted because it's burning.
And just, like, that's the overhead tap. One.
Why do you have that on tap?
Why is it right next to the water?
In case you fall into a vat of base, then you need the acid wash to get it off of you.
In case you fall into a vat of water. And the best part is, it's like, yeah, no, it's fine. It's like pH 6. Like, it's basically just lemon juice. I think she just has very, like, sensitive skin, honestly.
My eyes!
Oh, okay, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Wait, I'll just clean my eyes with my hands. Ah, I should have.
Reno. No.
Bah, yeah. Bah.
So you stir awake in some very familiar lodging. What did your room on your home planet look like?
It was all rounded corners and gray, with, like, everything was kind of, like, built from the material. So a little, like, actually it was a concave, like a little dip. And I was, like, the bed. And then there was maybe a circle. It's not really a window. It just looks outside to the hall. And that's about it. Just kind of gray stone.
I like that.
Efficient.
Yeah, I almost get the feeling like the living quarters themselves might be living.
Yeah, it may be. There's a thrum.
Yeah. 10 Zeta 1 turns around from his station and looks at you and says, oh, you're awake. And I trust you rested well, 11 Zeta 0.
I wasn't here. I wasn't here. So, wait, I don't, what? No, no, thanks. No, I'm not here. So I'm going to go. I'm going to go now. Okay.
You do have recreation time coming up, but,
I, no, I don't want to be here. Why am I here?
You live here. You were assigned to me.
Hmm.
Is it the sun? Is it throwing you off? We have one now.
What? What? Oh, sun?
He'll gesture out of the viewport. And there is a red supernova in the horizon. I don't think we'll keep it long. But you know, while it's here, it's a nice turn of events.
I don't think I was here. Was I asleep? It wasn't like sleeping. I didn't think I was asleep, so I'm here.
Were you dreaming?
Don't tell anyone.
It's okay. I enjoy hearing about your dreams.
Okay, I just don't want to I don't want to go in the hole again.
He puts his hand on yours and says, "I do try my best to keep you out of there."
Okay,
you're special.
No, don't say that. Okay, no, I'm just a regular. I'm just normal, and I'm regular. Okay, I am a 11 zeta zero. Okay, that's just it. You want to protect me. That's it.
And he just gives your hand a squeeze.
It's a second before she feels comfortable enough to squeeze back as if it's a test.
So, if you had had a dream, what did you dream of?
If I had had a dream, I'm gonna regular. No emotions. I was on a different planet and I was investigating and I got stuck there, but I kept investigating, but no one came for me. So I just thought I would be there. So that's all. I didn't find anything interesting, nothing to report.
Who were you investigating? And his voice changes when he asks you that.
That's not an important part of the dream.
It is to me. Who were you investigating?
You're scared. No, Dad, you're scaring me. I don't like this anymore. I don't like this anymore.
Are you with Verdant?
What?
And you start seeing like vines and leaves growing out of 11 Zeta One's body. And he starts growing and taking more of a humanoid shape. And you see bark starting to jut out of his skin around his cheekbones. Are you with Verdant?
No! No, I'm a little weirdo. What? Why? I don't even know who you are. And now I... Get out of my brain. Stay out of there. What? Stay out of there. Stay out of there.
Reno, you wake up and you are on the floor of a bus.
What is happening? My sinus is hurt. I have sinuses. She slowly gets up.
Oh, you're awake now. And you look, and the person sitting in the driver's seat of this bus is he is an older white man. He's got kind of a handlebar mustache and gray hair. He's wearing a sort of like cowboy style hat. But it's like more of a straw hat, well worn. He's wearing a collared flannel shirt and bibbed overalls and is barefoot. He looks back at you and says, "Well, you're awake now. It's good to see you. You had a little trip there in the old swamp."
Hello. She looks down to see what she looks like.
Yes. Unless you've changed out of it, you're your granny self.
Oh no! I must have wandered off. Thank you, Sonny, for helping a little old lady. I must be on my way. That I don't want to disturb you anymore. So, I'll just be toddling on my way.
You weren't disturbing nothing. I'll have to pull you into a dock, but
Wait, I'm what? Sure
Gladys here can make you a trip. You go to
out a window, like she clambers up onto one of the bus seats and looks out the window.
You look out the window and you see that you are on the swamp. In an aquatic bus.
Hey, you're not like the swamp though. I've already talked to the swamp, I think. I don't want to anymore. Pass.
Well, hold on now. My name's Buford Scroggins, and I was an NPC submitted by Jet.
Yes.
Now, it relax. You may have gotten a little bit of that pond water in you, but you know, you're safe now.
Yeah. Wait one second. And she takes her shirt and she sucks out some more of the water.
Oh,
it's
you don't
not
wanna...
bad. It's a little piquant, but not too bad.
All right. And you did you say you were talking to the swamp?
Yes. But I guess probably metaphorically. I guess you know the mind wanders. Are we on land yet? Looks out the window.
No, you're not on land. All right. Well, you know, there's snacks in the fridge there. You're welcome to, you know, to have some yourself. You know,
are you doing anything with those lug nuts?
I need those. They help keep the door shut. And we don't want any water inside of Gladys. We like the water on the outside.
Wait, is this alive? Oh, is this alive?
Well, she's alive to me. And he rubs like the dashboard of the bus.
Okay. Yes. Humans find companionship. I mean, people find companionship in different places. Are you sure you don't need those lug nuts? The ones in the corner?
I'm very positive. Yes.
All right. Then I'm full. Thank you.
Well, all right.
The year is 1890. The place is a quickly growing city in England. The problem? There's been a murder.
Well, Martin, there's been an incident.
From the crew that brought you Thornvale, a new Urban Shadows actual play adventure arrives. Meet the Lord Martin Harcroft.
And of course, you're still not interested in sharing your plans.
Not until things are a bit more developed.
The blind industrialist Sebastian Ferris.
I actually own the factory over yonder there.
And the ghost who's in denial about her own undeath, Eleanor Rigby.
You're a ghost?
What? No, very much alive.
I think it takes one to know one.
Master of Ceremony Susanna will take Andrew, Wesley, and Hannah through a dark and gritty city.
You don't know who Samson Casey is, and you're walking around here alone.
Full of secrets and magic.
There's a bit of a pop of green light, and in her hand forms a glass of wine.
These unusual companions will have to team up to answer one question. Who killed August Hayworth?
August Hayworth?
Hearing his name, he kind of blearily looks over at you. He looks confused.
She slaps him.
And he kind of reels back a little bit. And he says, "Oh, that felt familiar."
Welcome to Fellhaven.
Let's go back to Janine Amnoth.
Could I just say, in any other like kind of medium, it would be the horror story is this dude pulling an old lady who was found in the swamp and she's just going, "I speak with the swamp. Do you need those lag nuts? I'm regretting pulling you out of here. Oh boy. Humans like connections." Oh, fuck. Okay.
Hubert Scroggins lives in a swamp in Florida. He's seen weirder.
Yeah.
This is a typical old lady north of Tampa.
I was about to say as well, though. It's like, well, I mean, it's better than the last guy he picked up. So, you know.
Yep.
Okay.
For you Yankee folk, this is the weirdest thing you've experienced. But for old Buford Scroggins, it was a Tuesday.
Yep.
Oh, okay, Legs. God, how did you get this much acid all over your hands? How is this possible?
I was looking into things. I thought maybe you were distracting him so that I could investigate.
Okay, next time, okay, take whatever weird thoughts you're having, put it in the back of your mind, ignore it, and, you know, act. Just don't be you. Just please don't be you. Be someone else. It would make things so much faster and easier.
Jadeen just... looks genuinely hurt and finishes washing the acid off of her
hand. Cool. Okay. Scorpion, I mean, hey man, like, if you got everything under control here, I can't really see any point of us hanging about. You sure nothing's come up at all?
Nothing in my recent memories, no.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough, fair enough. Well, guess we'll be on our way then. I'll have a little think about what you talked to me about and we'll head back to the car.
Yeah, and hey, Moth.
Yeah?
Fuck what I've told you before. This isn't your responsibility. Whatever Hyperion tells you, they functioned long before you were there. If you die, they'll be quick to replace you. Don't fuck up your life for a job. Especially a job like that.
As she's walking with Janine, she'll not even turn around. She'll just say loud enough for him to hear. That implies that I've got a life worth living outside the job. And she'll leave. He's lying through his teeth, by the way, Janine.
See, you're sending me really mixed messages about whether or not to be investigating here.
All right. I told you not to investigate. I'm not... Yeah. You need to just be like, you know, Fred... Stand there, look pretty. I'll be everyone else, including the fucking dog.
I thought it was an I Love Lucy reference.
I mean, we can kind of play around with references, you know, hey, maybe we can paint our nails, talk about boys, or we can do our fucking jobs. So let's move on. Right. So anyway, yeah, he's lying, like transparently lying. He was never good at lying. He's got this like twitch in his left eye. Now I don't know what he's lying about. But if he's lying, it means it's something good and I want to be in on it. So let's find out.
It seems like he was trying to get you involved. So.
Yes.
So there's something good, but he's hiding it. But he was trying to get you involved in it. There's like a double negative. I'm not getting it.
Janine, I play hard to get. I'm not just going to take an offer like that. I want to get involved in it because I found it and fucked with it. Okay. This job is like sex. There's no point doing it if everything just is handed to you.
Okay. I'm going to add that to the list of things to talk about with HR when we get back to headquarters, along with the whole 401k thing. Cool. But, yeah, it's hot out. We probably should go check on Gator and Moth in the car.
Gator and Reno.
Gator and, yes. It's...
Look, I'm Moth. I've been working on it. I was told expressly, don't shapeshift into one of your handlers. And yet,
I will kill you. Yeah, I will
kill it!
You. Bang, 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 bang.
This is a short version of Moth, though. She can't get the height. I'm Little Moth. Bang, bang, bang.
She tries to smoke and just just like ingests.
I love it. I adore the idea that one of the, like, literally about the first couple of nights of, like, them living close to each other's neighbors, Reno snuck into her room, like, Moth's room, dressed up as it was like, yeah. And then it's just, like, Moth, like, looks in the mirror, and it's like, oh, she's behind me.
Ah.
Oh, fuck. And then just, like,
yeah. Where's I'm Moth, I'm emotionally stunted. It's like it punted out.
sometimes Reno just comes and like does these performances for Janine.
Okay, and then this happened. And she picked me up by the head and threw me out. Ta-da!
Yeah, and she's just like, this was 8 minutes ago.
Yeah. I wrote the script quick in my head as I flew through the air.
So I'm so proud of you. You're going to have an amazing career one day.
Thank you. Janine's going to love this.
As the dummy that gets the blown to bits in an action movie.
Oh, that's good pay.
Not as good as you would think.
I was going to pay a lot for that.
So, yeah, fine. We'll go deal with your health hazard and the dog. Right, okay. Where are they?
Just in the car.
No, I'm looking at the car. Where are they? I can't see them in the car.
Yeah, the back door to the car is open.
Fucking hell. All right. Janine is running towards the car. Discuss their throws from the door rest of the way, looking around. Is Gator also gone?
Gator is also gone.
Oh, fucking hell. I knew I should have.
Moth slowly, Moth has not increased her pace in the slightest. She's walking very slowly over. Not like intentionally, she's just really like intentionally in the sense that she's not running, but she's not like comically running, walking slowly.
All right, they're both gone, which I mean, I guess is better than just one of them gone. She's just doing the thing where you like spin in a circle, looking in all directions. Gator! Oh. Gator! Gator, you get your scrawny ass back here! Reno! Are you gonna help or are you just gonna like look smug about it?
I mean, I do look hot when I look smug. You know Reno has a phone, right?
Fine. Okay, you call Reno. I'm going to go look for Gator. Hopefully they'll be in the same place.
Right. Okay. Beep, boop, 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 bop, 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 boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. They gave her a long number. Beep, 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 boop, 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 bop, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. In the hope that that would limit her needing to give it to people. Right. Pick up.
Reno, your phone starts buzzing.
Opens up her Hyperion fanny pack. Oh, good. Shake some water off it. Go for Reno. I told
Where
them giving
you?
My phone was a good idea.
Where
I'm
are
on
you?
A bus.
It's terrifying, truly terrifying words.
I'm on a bus boat, Mother Trucker. Don't you ever forget.
I'm on a bus. Do you get that? Over.
I so wish that my silence communicated how fucking angry I am at you right now. But I know social cues are not your strong suit, so I'm going to tell you in plain English, get your ass back here before I destroy every bus in fucking Florida to find you.
Well, that's very rude for Buford. He got me out of the swamp when the swamp tried to take me.
I don't care.
I talked to the swamp.
Christmas got you out of that swamp.
Okay. I actually have pertinent information to our study. Okay. I guess I don't have to share it. You don't want to hear it. You're too angry with me, and I understand.
Hey, Reno, is that your family?
Yeah, we are estranged. It is my niece. And I don't approve of her life choices. She went into this sketchy business, and I don't think that she understands how much harm she could be causing to herself and others. Oh, the phone's still on.
Oh, well, here, just give me the phone, and I'll...
Okay. Hi, this is Buford. He drives the bus, and I think he's in love with the bus. Here you go.
Hey, this is Buford Scroggins, and... I found Reno in the swamp, and I just want to know where you was at, and, you know, I could just drop her off, you know.
We're in the swamp.
Oh,
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, we love old grandma over here. Yeah, she's great. A little bit foggy in the head, soft in the head. Now, if you could just bring her back over here, we're near the Verdant Company. Now, if you could just be so kind, make sure she gets plenty of human food. And by human food, I don't mean, you know, the awful guck they make up north. I want that good southern food. And even if she says she doesn't want to eat it, that's just, you know, her old constitution getting the better of her. So you make sure she eats that, all right? And I want you to take extra good care of her because she's so important to us, especially as she's so old and frail.
Yeah, sure thing. You know, I offered her some treats from my own personal stash, but yeah, we could definitely get on that way. I'll see you. Should be about 5 minutes out.
Oh, that's lovely, dear. Thank you. Now, let me put you on. Can you put her back on for me, please? I just want to speak to her.
Yeah, sure thing. Here you go, Reno. Here's your granddaughter.
Thank you.
Hello, sweetie.
I wanted to be clear. You do this again, I'm blowing off your kneecaps. Hangs up.
Oh, boy. She says she's going to try to send me to a home. I don't want to. Last one had cockroaches. But she says I deserve it.
Janine.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to do a roll. Yeah, give me a roll.
I need an in real life constitution saving throw after that accent.
Yeah, that threw me for a loop. I don't know what cracks me up more, the fact that Reno talks on the phone like David Lynch in Twin Peaks, or or if it's Nye throwing this amazing southern accent out of nowhere. And I think like kind of changing up my accent while we're at it.
All right. I need to roll something, huh?
Yeah, investigate a mystery for me. Let's solve the mystery of where did Gator go?
Yeah. And I think she misses this conversation. She's like taken off. She's gonna like walk the perimeter of this parking lot. So.
Oh yeah.
All right. We will see if this goes any better than last time. I mean, it does better, but it's still a 6. So that's now 3 hold that you have, I believe.
Yeah, I should start spinning some of these hold, huh?
I mean, you don't have to. Who?
So you start walking the perimeter of this parking lot, and you hear Gator barking.
All right, yeah, she's going to call after him again. Gator, over here, bud. Come here, treats.
You hear the tone in his bark is different than normal. It sounds like he has something treed. Oh, you know, God. It's that big boy bark.
God fucking and damn it.
It's
Ma,
in
if
the
he's
woods,
found a raccoon or something.
It's in the woods across the land bridge.
All right,
so go get him.
Yeah, I'll go get him. It sounds like he's got a goddamn raccoon or something up the tree. I'll be back. As she's running off, she's like, did you find Reno? Where's
deal with your mutts first, then we can talk.
So goddamn rude about the dog. All right. Yeah, Janine's just loping towards the trees where she hears the barking.
Yeah. Do you keep following it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you follow this barking and it takes you deeper and deeper into the thick underbrush and trees. And this is going to be one of the hard moves. You quickly lose your way.
And I don't think, I mean, if she's still hearing Gator barking, I don't think she even realizes that. She's
I think she hears sound. It until she doesn't anymore. And I need Janine to make a toughness save for me.
Okay. Just a straight up tough roll.
Yep.
All right. That is a 9. 6 okay. plus 2.
Yeah, the air around you starts getting really thick and hazy. And like you feel almost like an X pattern, like above your eyebrows and under your eyes, and you just feel this like pressure.
Oh.
As your sinuses fill up.
Oh God, the humidity is horrible. Gator, get the. I gotta get out of here, buddy. This place sucks. I forgot it was like this.
You hear a voice all around you go, "Who are you?"
It wheels around. Hello?
Who sent you?
Drex sort of takes a couple steps back from wherever it sounds like the voice is coming from. I'm Agent Janine Kellogg. I'm just my dog came back in the woods. I'm just looking for my dog. She pauses and looks like, right, I'm in the south. Is this your property? I didn't mean to trespass or anything. I'm just looking for my dog, got a little turned around. Have you seen him? Yellowish grayish mutt. Sound like he maybe had some kind of critter treed.
You reek of verdant.
Oh yeah, there was kind of a situation with the acid. I'm okay though.
You see the tree that you were backing into swing one of its branches and it's going to hit you for another hard move.
Okay.
Take 4 harm.
Jesus.
This is a tree.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. She's got one armor, fortunately. So I'm going to take 3. Cool. So I'm not unstable, which is good, because I'm in the woods. God, yeah, it's just like kind of wallop. I think like she takes, I mean, like it hits her, but like she knows how to fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like she takes the blow, but like kind of rolls out of it again and recovers, just like, and looking around, like, did she even see this branch hit her if it was behind her?
You tell me, like, did she, I think it may have been like, if she did clock it, she may not have believed it.
Yeah. 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 So she's just like backing up, looking around. Kind of wildly at this point, because there's nothing evidently here that could have done that. And
you want to read a bad situation?
Sure, that's a great idea.
Remember, it's at a -1 as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, because you got a 7-9 on your toughness save. So your quote unquote
okay
allergies are so severe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't quite pick that up earlier. Okay,
sorry. I should have said it earlier.
No, that makes sense. All right, bad situation. That is still a flat roll. Janine is going to level up this episode pretty soon, because that's a 3.
All right. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and make another hard move for this.
Yeah,
I think.
Oh, actually, it was a 2 because I forgot about that -1.
Oh, so, yeah, it's a tricky -1.
Uh huh.
You know what? I think this move's just gonna work now. The air around you gets thick and hazy again, and suddenly you find yourself back on set of Lady Killer 3.
Not the best of the series.
No, that's the one. That's the one where they go to space. Like, they really made that leap really quickly. It was kind of, you know, Lady Killer 1, where it was up for revenge. Lady Killer 2, where she stopped the revenge from coming back on her. And 3 is just going out to space.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 2 was like revenge. What was it? No. Yes. Lady Killer 2, best served lukewarm.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, not as many people liked it, but it's got a real like niche cult classic status. Lady Killer 3 like attracted just the wrong audience.
Yeah. No. I mean, it is, I feel like it is still a cult classic, but like not a cult you wanna be associated with.
Yeah.
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 It got popular on Reddit, but like it's that type of Reddit, and you're just like, oh boy.
Yep.
The 4chan side of Reddit.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not proud of that one.
Yeah. Remind the audience at home, who is the star of the Lady Killer series?
That you
stunt doubled for.
Yep. Nope. I have that name somewhere.
Yeah, I lost it, so that's why I asked you.
Wow. Just a standoff. So you just tell me the thing that I know, but I know that you know. I think you know it.
Oh, God, it's not in my... Yeah, I can't... I don't know where I have that, because it's not in my character sheet, so we're just gonna... Oh, wait. Oh, there it is. I knew I had it here somewhere. The star of Lady Killer 3, Lady Killer 2, Lady Killer 1, and Lady Killer 3.5 is, of course, Stella Morales.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's between takes, and Stella is in her trailer, and she's working on her lines, and usually she works on them with you. Just to kind of like you've gotten close with each other over these past two films, and she likes running lines with you because it's almost mirroring.
Yep.
Okay. And so, God, I'm gonna knife you to the knifest.
Oh, that can't be. That's gotta be a typo, right?
No, it's there in black and white. They want this to be the tagline of the movie.
Maybe, can you, maybe just like, what? Okay. Like, it's getting kind of late in the day. They want to go home. Like, what if you just fuck up every take except one where you say something else? And then they've got to use that one.
That's really good. Part of me is afraid that they're going to keep us here till midnight. But also, like, I think I could slip that in. Do you, what would be a better tagline?
God, knife you to the knifest. I don't know, maybe like some kind of pun. Like, I'm gonna...
It's really a shame this wasn't a holiday thing one, because I could be like, I'm dreaming of a knife Christmas.
Oh, I love that.
I know, right? Maybe I should write the next one. Like, you know.
I mean, God, you can't do worse.
Right. I mean,
that came out kind of mean. I meant it sincerely.
Look, between you and me, like, I love the work that we do together. I mean, you are amazing, but I really never thought I'd be like an action movie star or doing like big stunts like this. Like, I mean, I don't want to do like rom-coms, but I want to do like real character work, you know, just.
Yeah. I mean, you can do both. Look at the Night Spider series, right? Like, that's got like serious character work and action. You could do that.
I would like to, but
maybe there's like a crossover thing, you know, just like get your foot in the door.
I really got to start looking out for that. Cause I mean, you know how the producers are. Like, a few of them like see you as one thing and they would just want to keep you in that one closet because, you know, my ass looks good in leather pants or whatever. And, you know, there's so much more than just that side of things.
Like the front side of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a little higher up. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I mean, maybe just like see what strikes you in the moment with this script. Like, maybe like if you get in character enough, like it'll just come to you what feels right.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and take it from the top.
All right.
Who do you work for? Did Verdant send you?
Janine pauses and is like flipping back through the script. Sorry, I think I lost my place. Just give me a second.
Just speak from the heart. Did Verdant send you? Do you work for Scorpion? And you see she drops the script and she pulls out a knife, but the blade of it is like sharpened wood.
Janine by this point is like still holding the script in one hand, but like stop just staring at Stella and looking down at the knife.
You see like vines and bark start growing out of her cheekbones and her skin turning a darker shade of green and getting more sunken in, and her figure starts to grow into a more masculine figure. And you hear, did Verdant send you?
At this point, Janine is just like scrambling backwards. Does it still feel like she's in a trailer? Like if she's backing up, does she hit the wall of the trailer?
You're still in the trailer.
Okay. Just like reaching out and sort of feeling for the handle of the door.
When you reach for it, the wall is smooth, as if there's no handle.
Okay. Fuck, that's the fucking acid. There was something in it. Okay, you're not real. You're not real. This is not real. my name is Agent Janine Kellogg. I'm in the woods. I'm looking for my dog. Moth? Agent Moth?
Who are you an agent of?
I'm
And from this masculine figure's hand, it branches out like into different, basically it's like the trunk of a tree, and you feel thick roots growing and wrapping around Janine.
Okay.
This is going to be like another hard move. So okay. Now you're square, but you hear the voice say, answer my questions.
Okay. I'm gonna answer them. What do you, it's like she, like this has to be a dream is like all she can. So it's like, all right, like I'm not used to lucid dreaming, but like clearly I like either I'm tripping or I'm dreaming, or I don't know, like I fainted because the allergies got so bad. I don't know. So she's just gonna like try to play along. I'm Agent Janine Kellogg. I am an agent of Hyperion Corporation. I'm just here for work. I lost my dog in the woods. I don't know. Who are you?
The branches pull back from you, and suddenly you wake up. And you're on the floor of the swamp. Agent Moth.
Yep, that's me.
So you're standing there waiting for Reno to arrive. And you feel something licking the palm of your hand.
What do you want, Moth? I'm not giving you any food.
Oof. And Gator starts like walking in a direction and will stop and look back at you.
Right. So what, your lassie now? What's this little Timmy stuck down a well?
Gator, who can't tell your sarcasm, sits there and looks at you expectingly.
I cannot believe I'm gonna do this. All right, boy, lead the way.
Yeah, so Gator leads you to the slime trail that Reno found earlier.
Okay. She crouches down, takes some of it on her finger, looks at it. Can I roll investigate mystery?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be a 10.
Thank God.
No. No, actually, it's more than a 10, but it doesn't matter. But it'd be more than a 10.
Okay. On a 10 plus, you hold 2.
Okay. What kind of creature is this?
As you like feel the scum and run your fingers over it, you feel it moving in your hand. And it's as if the swamp itself is alive.
Hmm. What can hurt it?
I mean, it's vegetation. If you dry it out, if you burn it, it'll die.
Okay. Cool. Are there any stores nearby? Like, what is, describe the street, like the area that we're in. Is this in the middle of nowhere or is there anything nearby?
It is in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
It's kind of, I wouldn't even say it's an industrial park so much as it's an industrial, like, area on the edge of this large swamp. But
okay,
as you're investigating this, you see a bus driving on the water. I don't know if that's the right word for it. But
well,
I know
in like Wisconsin, is it, they have like the duck boat and it's like a car boat kind of thing. Like they drive them on the, like the lake, it's, and then they like drive them onto land.
It's so exactly kind of, it's exactly like that, only it's a bus.
A duck boat, a bus, jeez. Okay. I dig it.
But yeah, it like sees you with like just crouching there. And I'm going to assume Reno's like pointing out like that's Moth.
Right there in the suit. She's uptight.
Wow. A suit in this kind of weather, that's ambitious.
Yeah, that's a word for it.
And Buford pulls up to sort of towards the edge of this and opens up the door of the bus.
Thank you. Can I repay your kindness with some cigarettes? They're slightly damp. It starts rummaging around her fanny pack.
No, that's...
Yeah, okay.
That's quite all right. Just, you know, do me a favor. And anytime you can pay of kindness forward to somebody, you can go ahead and do that. And stop wandering around the swamp. It's kind of tricky.
I will do so. Thank you. And puts out a wet hand. And it's okay because it makes sense that it's wet.
Buford absolutely takes that hand and shakes it.
A disturbing amount of strength in the handshake. Thank you.
Wow, you certainly are a lot stronger than you look.
Yes, I am. And she kind of flip-flops off the bus. Hello, niece.
Is Buford within earshot?
Yeah.
Well, hi there, Grandma. How you doing?
I said, give me a hug.
Oh, of course. Oh, and she'll pick her up and she will like painfully hug her. Like theoretically doing harm. That kind of a hug. Oh, I could just tear you to pieces. Oh.
Buford tips his hat and closes the door of the bus and drives on back into the swamp.
I want to know if Buford has noticed that Reno and Moth can't keep track of whether this is a granddaughter relationship or an aunt niece relationship.
Well, he made a reference to that, to handing the phone back to Reno, and Reno just didn't say anything.
I say nothing.
Hey, like, we're in the middle of a swamp.
It's a very close knit family.
He picked up an old lady in the middle of a swamp, and now a younger woman in a suit is collecting her. I guarantee he doesn't want to ask him more quick. Yep. Nope. I don't want to know. Oh, Buford, don't want to know.
Okay, Moth, I have information. I investigated. I don't have ribs to crush.
As soon as Buford is out, as soon as Buford's out, like, Moth drops really.
Back. Yeah. Hello. I have investigated.
Mm. Have you worked at the swamps alive? Cheek.
What?
Gator will lick Reno's cheek.
The swamp's alive.
You've ruined my surprise. That was one of my thoughts.
Yes,
I talked to the swamp.
I quite enjoy ruining. Yes, I can imagine you did. I'm assuming it's unhappy about something.
Yeah, it doesn't like Verdant.
Mm.
I seem suspicious of them. And I am too. I haven't even been in there, but that's a suspicious name. Also, there's slime everywhere. How did your report go? This is official professional stuff now. Also, do you like my outfit?
Moving forwards, we're going to have to find out where Legs went.
You lost Gator's purse. Gator! Moth lost your person. That sounds unprofessional. I have to put it in my report. All right, let's go find her. Ah, I have to keep watch from everybody. She starts. This is a lot of work.
Give me a minute, honey. Rick, I roll. It would be add into pressure or luck to have a bottle of something in the car.
What do you want to have a bottle of?
Booze.
I think we have established that Moth is enough of an alcoholic. You absolutely would have booze on you.
Can I have vodka?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there we go.
Don't burn the front down.
She'll crouch down in front of Reno. Reno.
Yes.
Reno, do I look like the kind of person who would destroy such a pristine piece of natural beauty?
Every piece is you screams it.
Yeah. So shut the fuck up.
I'm grabbing it.
I'm making a Molotov.
No, we have to talk. It knew too much about me. No.
I don't give a fuck if it knows too much about your socks.
She's going to hold on to the vodka bottle, try to get a grab of it, and then just absolutely like suction herself to it. Let's at least find Janine first. Janine, then violence. You know what?
I'd like to imagine there's just like an Avertant employee just like walking to their car and they just see a little old lady clutching onto vodka like, we need to find Janine first Janine, then violence. Okay.
It's Florida.
Right. Okay then. So how about we go in that swamp and you hold on to the highly flammable alcohol? I think that's a good call.
Do you though?
I do think it is, because you know I would never do anything to harm you.
Okay. I don't like, I feel like you're doing some sort of reverse thing, which I do not appreciate.
No, I think you should definitely hold on to it. Let's go find me. Then give it to me.
The report I have is full of stuff. I don't think you want me to have this, so I'm going to hold on to it.
Yeah, hold on to it. That's a good call. Yeah, let's get going. We start heading into the swamp.
The little old lady. Oh, not this bottle of vodka. She's lost her shoes again.
The thing I do want to do is, can I have done an act of pressure to have put the piece of cloth in the top of it before she grabbed it?
Or have like snuck it in while she's carrying it.
Okay.
Without her noticing. Yeah. That. Yeah. Well, act under pressure for me.
That is a 12.
Yeah.
A 6 and a 3 on the die. Six and three on die, then plus 3.
You know how it is? I think like as Reno's like walking, like Moth like puts her arm around her and just slides the cloth into the bottle and then just pats her back.
I don't know what that was about. We're in business. Someone has to keep track of everybody. Lost a knee. That's unprofessional.
Very unprofessional. Right. Where is she?
Gator, where's Janine?
Ooh. Go ahead and roll investigate a mystery. And I'll give you a plus one for Gator's help.
Okay. Do I still have the negative one?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm not done. Ooh, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Is that with the plus one because you're human now?
Oh. No, because I wasn't sniffing.
Oh, okay.
If I was, then that's 10, but I didn't establish that.
Fair enough.
She doesn't want to, like, take Gator's thing. Like, she would ask first.
Okay. You can ask one question from Investigate a Mystery.
Oh, okay. Let me scroll over here. Excuse me. There we go. Where did it go?
Yeah, I think you ask Gator, where's Janine?
Yeah.
And Gator boofs and then like runs off into the swamp. And you all can like quickly like keep up.
Reno has an entire bottle of vodka in her hand, so she's not going on all fours. But, you know, she's kind of crouched down a bit and running.
I love it. And you eventually do like find Janine, who is like for now sitting on the floor of this land island.
I think she's like gotten as far away from any trees as she can inside of the swamp and is sitting because she's still pretty hurt. But just like constantly watching around her and periodically calling out,
Gator!
Reno?
Hello!
Scorpion?
We're coming!
Can you hear us?
Yeah, as soon as she hears you, she will start calling back. Over, I'm here. What? There's just watch out. There's like, oh god, I don't know. Things are super weird in here. Just watch your step.
Gator just leaps and bounds over the underbrush and just doggy pounces you.
Oh yeah, giant. Like I put him in a headlock and give him a little top of the head noogie.
I'm sorry, I was only using two legs. I couldn't keep up.
Fair.
Moth's here too.
Okay. Hi. I'm sorry, guys. I got really turned around and then Moth, I don't know what exactly they're up to, but you're right. Like, Scorpion's definitely hiding something because that acid did something to my brain. I had like a, I don't know if it was like a, like hallucinations or like a trip or what, but like I got, like, I think I must have like run into a tree really hard somehow. And then like I had a dream about like my old job, but then there was somebody interrogating me and they were asking about Scorpion and
you talk to the swamp. No, I had the same thing happen, not Scorpion. But it was it was personal.
Okay. Well, maybe it's like something in the air then. Like some chemical there.
No, it's a being.
What's a being?
Well, I'm a being.
Are the two of you done?
Well, you took your time. Someone's trying to get business done. You are dawdling. Yeah.
So is this thing going to show up or is it just going to, what the fuck is it doing?
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't like when we're together.
What thing?
I was alone. And then you were alone. Yeah. Moth, would you like to wander off alone into the swamp?
I'd like to send you off alone into the swamp. No, it sounds like some kind of psychic projection by the sounds of it. Let me tap in, see if I can find it. Can I roll my use weird?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is, now that might not, that's a 9. And I think my weird is, okay, it wouldn't be up or down. It'd be still a mixed success.
Okay. On a 7 to 9, you gain a hazy impression of about something important. So you close your eye and you get a vision. Like it's murky and it's almost like Sam Raimi-esque camera moving across the bottom of the swamp, and you see a 55-gallon drum with like Verdantco sprayed painted on the side of it, like the logo. And you see that it's cracked open and you see roots of trees creeping inside of it. And like as your view moves around, you look inside of the barrel and you see an arm reaching out, and it's mostly decayed away and eaten away. It's skeletal. And you see the face that is mostly gone, but in areas where it's gone, it's been filled in by the very foliage and just growth of the swamp moving in. And you recognize the face of this individual. This is Raymond Trench, agent of Hyperion. And next time on $2 Creature Feature. Thank you, Robot Mommy.
I just want her to hear it.
Yeah, it gets awkward if you don't say anything. It's just like...
I mean, that's my wife you're talking about, Ray. Okay, so just, you know. I know. I can say
Nylor.
I proposed. And she said, recording in progress. And I was just like, baby, everything's in progress now. So, you know, we're getting married.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, congratulations. We'll fly out. We'll have a weekend of it.
Exactly.
Introduce the $2 creature feature version of the Hangover.
Yeah. And then I find out it's like, wait a minute, you're married to everyone who uses Zoom? Fuck! Okay, well, that's like, I guess.
That is literally the plot of Her.
Yeah, it is.
I'm glad you got my Her reference. I was actually praying. I'm like, is this joke, like, this is a long setup to this joke. Like, we're going long here. Is this going to be worth the joke? And Ray got it. So it was worth the joke.
It's worth the blooper that we absolutely are clipping.
Yeah, absolutely clipping at the end of this.
I'm sorry, Megan. This is a blooper. This is an accident. We're not putting this in the main episode.
It'll be at the end. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
At this point, my editing brain's like, well, that'll be perfect. I'll put that right over here. It's not to go away. It's to come over here. You belong here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when that movie first came out, and I was like, the best thing about the movie is, like, you know, you get the audio of Scarlett Johansson having an orgasm or what have you. The worst part is you have to have Joaquin Phoenix also having an orgasm at the same time, because they cyber at one point. So
I like Joaquin Phoenix though, a little bit.
I feel like opinions are going to vary drastically about what's the plus, what's the minus.
Fair enough. Whether
it's both pluses.
Yeah, no problem.
For me, it's both pluses. Yeah,
I've seen he's done some good stuff. Like, he's not just the Joker. He's like great performances. You can't blame him for that.
He always does great performances, but yeah, that's, I don't know.
I like the idea that, like, Laura and Megan are just like, I mean, if you're straight, it's the other way around for us. It's like, oh God, Scarlett Johansson, fuck off, back to Joaquin Phoenix. It's back to her. Go away.
I have a type of man, and it is not Joaquin Phoenix. And I was
fair enough. Yeah. Do I watch The Joker with my mum? And when there's the scene, you know, the bit where his mum says, "You look so skinny." She said that in tandem with her, like, "He looks so skinny." Oh my God! I'm just like, well, there we go. Weirdest cinema experience, but hey, you know, it was one of those weekends. Just like, oh, okay, you want to go watch this? Yeah, why not? Okay, right, fine.
Yeah.